This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
The Pentagon retreated from its defense of a drone strike that killed multiple civilians in Afghanistan last month, announcing Friday that a review had revealed only civilians were killed in the attack, not an Islamic State extremist as first believed. At a news conference, General Frank McKenzie, who commands the U.S. Central Command, said the drone strike was a tragic mistake.
I am now convinced that as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were tragically killed in that strike. Moreover, we now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
The strike came after 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members died in a suicide bombing at Kabul Airport carried out by the Islamic State group's affiliate in Afghanistan. The general apologized for the error and said the United States is considering making reparation payments to the family of the victims. An influential federal advisory panel has overwhelmingly rejected a plan to give Pfizer booster shots against COVID-19 to most Americans, but it endorsed the extra shots for those who are 65 or older or run a high risk of severe disease. The twin votes Friday represented a heavy blow to the Biden administration's sweeping effort to shore up nearly all Americans' protection against the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The decision was made by a committee of outside experts who advise the Food and Drug Administration. Scientists inside and outside the government have been divided in recent days over the need for boosters and who should get them. The World Health Organization has strongly objected to rich nations getting a third round of shots when poorer countries don't have enough vaccine for their first doses. This is VOA News. Washington is on high alert ahead of a rally in support of the pro-Trump rioters who ransacked the U.S. Capitol in January, with security forces better prepared to avoid a repeat of the mayhem seen on January 6th. Black fencing that surrounded the Capitol for months after the deadly insurrection has been put back up for the weekend, along with surveillance cameras. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says authorities are ready for whatever may happen.
And we have a strong plan in place to ensure that it remains peaceful and that if violence does occur, that we can stop it as quickly as possible.
Homeland Security officials have warned about the potential for violence, according to an intelligence briefing obtained by U.S. media, with a counter-rally scheduled to take place nearby. A civil trial opened in Austria over the government's handling of a coronavirus outbreak at an alpine ski resort during the early stages of the pandemic. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
It's believed that thousands of foreign tourists were infected in the town of Ischgl, known for its nightlife, music, concerts, sun and snow. The first lawsuit in Vienna is being brought against the Austrian government by the family of a man who died of COVID after vacationing in Ischgl. They allege that the government bungled its response early in the pandemic, acting too slowly and then inappropriately, including a quarantine of the resort that led to a massive exodus instead. Regional authorities say they did act appropriately given what was known of the disease at the time. Families seeking $118,000 in damages and is backed by an Austrian consumer group.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. Dutch Defense Minister Unc Bijleveld has resigned on Friday over her handling of the Afghan evacuation crisis in a widening scandal that has also claimed the job of the country's foreign minister. Bijleveld had originally refused to quit, but finally bowed to pressure after Parliament formally censured her over a debacle that has left dozens of interpreters stranded in Afghanistan. Dutch Foreign Minister Sigrid Kaag resigned on Thursday after a no-confidence vote in Parliament over the government's failure to evacuate some Afghans and for missing signs of an imminent Taliban takeover. The Dutch ministers are some of the first Western officials to quit and take responsibility for the chaos between the Taliban's takeover of Kabul on August 15th and the pullout of U.S. forces on August 31st. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.